Hello to episode zero, or the pilot of the random commute show. This is really just to see if I want to do what I'm trying to do here, which is to record podcasts while I'm commuting. The idea for this came really when I was on a commute, as I am basically on a daily basis, while listening to my podcasts. And I figured, well, you know, you listen to so many hours every week, and you write blog posts, and you read a lot, and maybe this is something you might enjoy doing. Sharing thoughts, ideas, what's on your mind, what something that happened that was particularly interesting or annoying or something like this. So why not try this during you drive from one place to another. So yes, here I am, and this is really new and different to me. I have not yet experienced this kind of medium in an active way. As I just said, I am only a consumer, which I really enjoy. So for the time being, what I'm really doing is every now and then, there is no real schedule for this podcast yet. I will tap record and talk to you all and to my phone, and hope that the audio quality to begin with is sufficient. I don't even know if there is a more decent way in doing it. So I have been kind of procrastinating with starting this idea for a week now. I always found a reason not to, and that's really what I think I'm going to talk about a little bit now. Procrastination and how it's really affecting life, my life, or people's lives. It's something. Procrastination is something that doesn't serve you at all. Waiting for something to do, to start doing, to finish a task, and pushing it forward to some point in the future when you think, then it might be better, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. The easiest thing is really to take the bull by its horns, as you say, and as the saying goes, and just do it, and then it's done, and then it's off your mind. You can think of something else, start the next task, and go with it, and don't overthink things. That's something I have been struggling with. I'm constantly overthinking what happens here, what happens there, but what if I do this, then happens this. So no, just go ahead, and that's what I'm doing now. I found plenty of reasons not to hit record. I was like, I don't know, is the sound good, and will people care? That's not the goal. I can, in worst case, is the sound quality is unacceptable and I cannot publish it, but at least I started to record. And at work, procrastination, of course, is a thing too. What I started doing really is I have different tasks, and quite very often what happens is that I have a few tasks that take me really some time in accomplishing them, being it half an hour, half a day, or a couple of days of here and there work. But a lot of my tasks just take a few minutes, and then maybe a few minutes of follow-up a day later. So how I kind of decluttered my inbox and my mind and my workload is really when I see something popping in or having a call and I have a feeling that I can do it really in less than 5 minutes or up to 5 minutes, and I don't have a meeting the next moment, then I just go ahead and do the task. Then it's done, and then I cannot forget it. The people who need maybe the information I'm providing them with, they can keep moving forward with a task that is much bigger. So I just take it, do it, and next task, and keep on doing my other work. And then this, let's say, scheme worked really, really well for me. I feel way more relaxed at work. I have no real backlog on tasks, and the people around me are much happier because they can move forward too. So don't put things into the future. It's not going to help you or anyone else. Especially not. It's not going to help yourself. It costs a lot of energy in thinking about a task and not doing it. You have to not only does the part of thinking about it take your energy, but also your mental capacity. The fact that you keep on pushing it forward and forcing yourself to always renew the thought is just draining you, and then new things come that you have to do and you still haven't done the other task, and then it piles up and gets more, it gets heavier, it gets not more exciting, it gets more annoying. People might put some pressure on you because they need it, want it. You might put pressure on you because it's the task you are doing actually for yourself, but it's too hard or too annoying, like, I don't know, cleaning up your room or doing the dishes, cooking some decent food. So don't procrastinate. It's not useful, it's not helpful, it's costing you a ton of energy, and do yourself a favor and just do all those small tasks immediately and be happier about it. Empty your mind. It sounds really hard at the beginning, but ultimately it's really refreshing to having done quite a few things of your mental to-do list, and you feel better. So don't procrastinate. Go ahead, do your things, and yes. So I think I'm going to wrap it up here. It's for episode 0 of the Random Commute Show. I had no idea what I was talking about at the beginning, and I assume this is going to be the case in most episodes, especially if this keeps on going and working. So let me know what you think, if you liked it. If you have any thoughts, ideas, hints, tips, tricks on what to do different, better, and let me know. Take care and have fun, and see you next time.